Jeff Blankman talking here today with Olivia Rowetter of the Carroll Tigers. She's going to be heading to Wartburg to continue her education as well as her track career. She is heading there to be a thrower. Olivia, appreciate you joining me here today, and congratulations on making that college choice.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Does it feel like a weight's been lifted off your shoulder to have the decision done, or did you feel like the recruiting process was kind of fun and it didn't really bother you much?
It was a little fun, but then again, it is nice to have that weight lifted off my shoulder, everyone asking me and stuff, like what my decision was. So yeah, it is pretty nice just to like know where I'm going and like have something to tell everyone.
Was it a tough choice or was it a fairly easy one?
It was a little bit of a tougher choice. Like I visited BV, which is like a big family school for me. And so like all my family kind of wanted me to go there, but like visiting Wartburg and just like feeling that environment there, I just like felt like I fit in better there and everything like just clicked for me there.
When you got to the Wartburg campus, how impressed were you with it? And then how much did everything stand out, and what was kind of the major factors that you really liked?
I would say like it's just a really tight-knit community there. Like I felt like I had a personal connection with all the coaches right away, and like all of the girls I met with that were also throwers, they're super nice. And I would just say like they made me feel like Wartburg was the right choice, and that was really cool for me.
You said you made just the two trips or two different visits to BV and then to Wartburg. How long ago were these, and how many times did you make it to each campus?
So last year I did a junior visit day at Wartburg, and it was kind of like a track one. So that was more focused on track. And then this past like around volleyball season, I visited BV for like a more individual visit. And then like a week after that, I visited Wartburg again. And then I just took my final visit to Wartburg for another meet day visit. So I've been to Wartburg three times and BV only once, but I think like just being on the Wartburg campus, something clicked, and like I didn't really feel the same way when I was on the BV campus, even though it was super nice at BV too. It was just like kind of what they say, when something clicks, it clicks, and that's what happened with me in Wartburg.
So Emma Kuhlman, one of your throwing teammates, is also going there. Caitlin Aiden, who plays basketball with you, going to go play basketball there. Did you three have a lot of communication about Wartburg and the other schools you were looking at, or did you kind of all do this in a way on your own without talking about what each one of you liked at that on those trips?
Well, so Coach Roberson, throws coach at Wartburg, he came up and talked to me and Emma at the state meet last year and kind of told us that he was interested in recruiting both of us. So we kind of had the idea that we would both maybe end up there. And then we took our junior visit day there together. And then with Caitlin, we all thought she was going to go to like Northwestern or something like that, but then she visited Wartburg and she kind of like felt the same way as I did, like love the campus and love the community. So she just kind of fell in love with it too, and I mean, I don't blame her because I love it too. So
did it weigh into the decision at all that you had two friends and classmates that and teammates, especially in Emma, going to be throwing with you that were maybe going there as well?
I think it did help. Like we all three of us, like I'm pretty close with both of them. So, I mean, it is nice to like have a sense of home there coming with me. So
you mentioned the trip to BV and volleyball. You're such a great volleyball player as well. How much did you think about playing volleyball, or was volleyball really ever much of a major factor in what you wanted to do at college?
It did cross with Wartburg. Track is pretty like demanding. There's an indoor and outdoor season, but it's like pretty year round at Wartburg. And I felt like trying to do track was like a non-negotiable. So then trying to add volleyball in there, I felt like it would be pretty difficult. So it like crossed my mind at Wartburg, but I didn't think it was going to happen. But with like BV, it's like a less demanding season, I would say. So it crossed my mind there, like I would potentially play volleyball at BV, but I never really got in contact with them like completely. So I just ended up deciding to just stick with track.
What is it about track and throwing that you really enjoy?
I think it's like the environment. Like every girl that I've met is always super nice. And then it's fun too, like getting to go out there and compete. And I love to like lift, and like lifting and throwing go hand in hand. If you lift heavier, you throw farther. So that's just something that I'm passionate about. So yeah, I've like loved track since middle school. So it was pretty easy to figure out that I wanted to do it in college.
You mentioned that the Wartburg coach came up to you at the state meet last May. Had you thought about throwing or playing a sport in college before that? And how many schools had reached out for you between volleyball and track prior to that?
I hadn't really thought about it yet. I hadn't really heard anything from any coaches. I think maybe Simpson reached out, but I haven't really heard much from them since. But yeah, him just kind of reaching out kind of like made me think that maybe track is something I want to do in college. And like those, just like his way of like talking to us, like made me feel so comfortable with him. And he was a super nice guy, so that also helped make my decision.
What was that first conversation like? Did it surprise you at all? And what did you learn, you know, about maybe Wartburg and even the recruiting process during that discussion?
Well, he kind of just like basically said he was going to start looking to recruit us, which is kind of just like, oh, okay. Like I wasn't really expecting that conversation to start so soon, but he just like came up to us and talked to us and had like a pretty like normal conversation that you might not expect from a next level coach. So that was just really cool to talk to him. And yeah.
Did it make you start to look at other schools, or did you just kind of say, I'm going to maybe BV because that's the family thing, or Wartburg because they're really the school looking at me? Or did you kind of branch out and peek at some other schools that might have interested you?
I did look a little bit too, like University of Sioux Falls contacted me, so I filled out a recruiting form for them. And then also Simpson, and then yeah, well, I did fill out something for Grandview, but then BV and Wartburg have really been my two options from the get-go.
When did you make the decision and final decision that you knew you were going for sure, and what was the conversation like with their coaches when you called them and left them know?
It was actually after our basketball game at ADM. I had texted him that earlier that day, and he was in meetings all day and then had practice. And then when I was during my basketball game, he was free, so he called me and I missed the phone call. So then after our game, I called him and then I let him know. And he was just super excited. And he said he kind of figured that's what the phone call was going to be about, but he didn't want to second guess himself.
What do they see from you as far as throwing? Where do they think your strengths are, and where do they feel like with your senior season coming up here in the spring that you can work to get better and be more prepared for being a college thrower?
Well, in the college level, he said just to be ready to try everything. Like they like when freshmen come in to have them try like hammer and weight throw, and then also javelin along with shot put and discus, because those are things we don't have here in Iowa at the high school level. But for my senior season, he keeps on telling me and Emma that he wants to see teammates up on the podium, so that's kind of cool. And he just wants us to keep excelling and trusting Coach Brown, because she knows what she's doing. So he thinks that he's really excited to see us, and he wants to see us on the podium together. So
as far as the education part of things, do you know what you want to major in and what you want to do yet?
Yep, I'm planning on majoring in elementary education. And I don't know, I'm thinking of maybe getting an endorsement, but I'm not sure which one yet.
Do you know what age group you want to teach yet at the elementary level?
I've been, like through DMAC, I've been observing. And I'm in the third grade classroom right now, and I like it a lot. So I'm guessing probably around like second, third, or fourth grade.
How much did the family influence of being in the education system kind of help direct you that way?
Well, my mom didn't really think I should be an educator, but But ultimately, like, she knows that we still need good teachers, and she knows that I would be a good one. So she said she would allow it. But yeah, having like everyone, I shouldn't say everyone, but a large family in the education like area, it kind of did help me see like what I would be getting into and like make my decision that that's what I want to do.
Well, congratulations on the decision. They're getting a great young lady up there at Wartburg. So appreciate you joining us here today. Congratulations. And we look forward to seeing you with a basketball game coming up here soon.
Yes, thank you.
You bet. Olivia Rowetter again with the Carroll Tigers. Again, she's headed to Wartburg to continue her education as well as throw.